Welcome to the SMS show, where we talk about everything pertaining to life, ministry, and business through the eyes of this millennial woman. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Shante Monique Smith, and I am so excited to share this episode with you. So a conversation that I had with a few friends on Facebook Live actually sparked this conversation for me to turn it into a podcast. I want to talk to you about being content. In the Word of God, Paul says, whether I have a lot of money or I have a little bit of money, whether I have a lot of things or a little bit of things, whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full, in whatever state that I'm in, I've learned how to be content. So this podcast is going to hit many different people, whether you're single, whether you're waiting for that next career move, whether you're waiting to go further in ministry, if you're waiting for any dream that you've envisioned to come to fruition. I want to let you know and encourage you to be content. So let's break it down just for a little bit. Being content does not mean that you're settling, that you're compromising, or that you're even being average. What being content means is that you are going to seize the day, that you are going to be focused on the present lessons that you're learning, that you are going to be fully persuaded that if it has not come to you yet, that you are being prepared for that good thing. So my single people that are looking forward to marriage, you can look forward to marriage, but don't cloud your entire day with what your dress is going to look like, your tux is going to look like, your ring is going to look like, where you're going to live, what your bridesmaids are going to wear. You have to be content in your singleness, because if you're so forward looking into marriage, you're going to miss the opportunity, the blessings, and even, yes, the lessons of being single. For all my career people that may listen to this podcast, we are taught that we're supposed to grind, that we are, especially in the beginning of our businesses, that we're supposed to burn both ends of the candlestick. But if you are so focused on getting that elevation and that promotion, and if you're not careful, you can become a shark, you can become cutthroat, and you will miss the benefit of building along the way, of those building blocks that are actually fine-tuning your character. So in no means am I saying to become average or mediocre or even complacent. I want you to continue to keep that dream, that goal, that ambition at the forefront of your mind. But especially those that are a part of my generation, I believe that we have to learn how to be content in the season that we're in. You know, social media, the highlight reel, having the world at the palm of our fingers, sometimes can do a disservice. Something like this podcast is allowing me to reach you, even though you and I may have not physically met, and that can be amazing. But there are other avenues that it can actually make us compare and contrast our journey with the journeys of others that we see. I want you to be content to know that your internal character and integrity is more important than what you can possess. Something that my dad oftentimes tells me is that acquisition is easier than maintenance. And many of us want to acquire things for status, for power, you know, so that we can update our social media profiles, so that we can feel good about ourselves, so that we can change some things in our generation, so that we can even change some things in our family legacy. And all of that is amazing. And I applaud you for wanting something to be different, for actually stepping out to be that trendsetter and that paradigm leader. But we have to learn how to be content that we are not in such a rush to get to the next place that we are missing the beauty of our present. Let the past be the past. Look forward to the future, but be content in your present. You have exactly what it takes for you to get to the next level. The only thing between you and your dream is time. I know you may say, Shante, but it's taking a long time. I've waited long enough. When is my turn going to come? Only God knows that answer, but I know that God is more concerned with our preparation than he is our performance. If you look at anyone that is noteworthy, whether in the Bible or even in the history books, I'm pretty sure that you will find that those that we remember their names, those that we know their story, they had longer time in preparation than they did in performance. So know that if you're not at your next place yet, that you are being prepared. But I want to encourage you to be content. Don't rush the time or the process. You're going to get there. I'm so sad that our time has come to a close, but don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and join me for the next installment of the SMS Show.